Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversation, featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here's Daniel Britt.
Well, you better hold on. We've got a lot of ground to cover, and this roller coaster ride's going to be fast and furious. Sitting with me is Ben Spear, joining us today on the program. And if that name alone doesn't perk your ear up, the stories that this man has really going to keep your attention. Ben, I guess we have to go back to the ukulele. You, as a child, was that probably in the singing family that you were a part of? Was that the beginning? Was that what catapulted you onto stage?
Yes, that was. And I was a boy alto and played the ukulele.
Yeah.
And I still have a ukulele that Daddy bought me in 1937. And if any of your listeners saw the Kennedy Center videos that we did, Kevin Williams plays that very ukulele.
Yeah, I remember that. Tell me about your mom and dad, and tell me how far back that Spear name goes with ties to gospel music.
Daddy was writing for songs for Athens Music Company in Athens, Alabama, which was owned by my grandfather, C.A. Brock. And his daughter, Lena Brock, was became Daddy's bride and my mother.
Yeah.
And that was in 1920. They were married in February of 1920. My brother Brock was born in December of that same year. And Rosanelle came on 3 years later, and then Mary Tom 2 years later. Mm. And then I 5 years after Mary Tom. So there was 10 years difference between Brock and myself. And I was born in Double Springs, Alabama. That's North Alabama, sort of between Haleyville, Jake Hess's hometown, and Cullman, Alabama. And I moved to Lawrenceburg, Tennessee when I was a year old, and the rest of the family followed shortly thereafter. So I usually say. And Dad worked and wrote music then, wrote songs for the Vaughn Company until 1941. Well, as the children got old enough to sing and to play instruments, Daddy wanted us he wanted a singing family, a musical family, not only singing, but he wanted us to play instruments. So Brock played guitar. Rosanelle, my oldest sister, became a very good, outstanding piano player. Mm. And Mary Tom played a mandolin, and I played the little ukulele. So that was the beginning of the Spear family. But let me go back. Daddy and mother formed a group in 1921 with his sister and her husband, Pearl Claiborne and Logan Claiborne, and their mother and dad. And that was the first Spear Quartet. And I've got a poster hanging in my office where it says admission 25 and 35 cents.
Now, were there recordings back then of any of that?
Oh, no.
No
recording. Our first recording, serious recording, commercial recording, I should say, was 1947 for Columbia.
Okay.
Before that, we had done some on home grade
equipment.
Acetate recorders.
Sure.
But our first commercial recording was 47.
So in 47, in the 40s, what was the music scene as a whole? What was it like? Did Columbia need a gospel group to come round out their whole goal in making music?
Oh, yes. The RCA company had the Carter family.
Yeah.
And then as time went on, there was a family from North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, the Johnson family. So I guess that's a reason they were attracted to the Spear family. Mm. And it was a good experience. The studios during that year was working night and day because the American Federation of Musicians went on strike January the 1st, 1947. So the month leading up to that, they were running people through in and out of the studio like it was had a revolving door. And we were some of those people. And when we recorded then, it went straight to disc, straight to acetate disc.
Yeah.
And along in the 60s and 70s, a new thing came along. A lot of the kids at that time thought it was new, direct-to-disc recording. It wasn't new at all. We did it in 1947. So,
and here now is a sound from the mid-70s, 1973 to be exact, from Heartwarming Records. It's the Spear Family, the album title, I Never Shall Forget the Day. Here's the title cut featuring a young Sue Dodge.
Long years ago,
Went out and sinned.
Feeling when you know you found what you've been looking for. No more searching, no more looking around to find something worth living for. Well, I found Jesus, and there's no doubt about it. He's everything I wanted and more. And it's a wonderful feeling.
feeling when you know you found what you've been looking for.
And now I've got happiness in Jesus all the time. And just to know that he loves me so gives me peace of mind. Gives me peace of mind. Let's joy to be. And when you think that it really happened to me, I never really lived before I found the Lord.
Did you have, because we were talking with Weatherford, I've talked to Lefevers, and obviously the Statesman, and we talked to George Junts. They all had periods where radio was so big, that's what you did. You went to radio, you did live radio.
That's true. We didn't have an opportunity for radio because the Vaughn Company was in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, and there was no station there at that time. But in 1941, Dad went to work for the Stamps Baxter Music Company, which was located in Dallas, Texas, and wrote music for them for 25 years until his death. They wanted us to have a radio program. So in 1941, we moved to Montgomery, Alabama, because Dad had been able to secure a radio broadcast there early morning, 5 days a week, 6 to 6:15. And that was the beginning of World War II. My brother, Brock, was the right age for it, and he was drafted into the armed services. Went overseas, served time in the quartermaster in Italy, and we had to do the radio broadcast without a bass singer. So, but we went ahead and did it, and we would do our radio program from 6 to 6:15, and about 10 minutes after 6, a country group would move in with their steel guitar and their upright bass and fiddle. And a young man by the name of Hank Williams followed us from 6:15 to 6:30 for 4 or 5 years while we were there. We moved away in 46 to Nashville, and Hank went on then to... I guess we were holding him back. he went on then to the Louisiana Hayride, and of course, the rest is history.
Yeah.
And I think so often about what a superstar he would have been had he lived. And those writings, those songs he wrote, they're dynamite songs. They're giants.
Here's another classic sound from the Spear family on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Right on, oh, just what I'd do if the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
I was drifting
on the sea of despair.
And I was wondering
in the soul of care.
But Jesus found me
in the sinful choir.
He heard me praying
on my knees that night.
So now I'm singing
a glad new song.
Because I'm happy
as I go. I don't know just what I do. If the Lord wasn't walking by my side.
The legendary Spear family, as we take time to pay tribute to the Spears, and Ben Spear in particular. He's our guest today on Daniel, Britt, and Friends. Let's go back to an interview recorded in September of 2006.
Now, your dad, you said he worked for Stamps, Baxter, and Music, and wrote. Now, was this simultaneously while he was keeping the Spear family on the road?
Yes.
Or recording?
Our group represented that music company. And
did you go out and sell songbooks?
Yes, it was the days of songbooks.
Yeah.
No sheet music yet.
Right, right.
Days of songbooks. No band except what we played.
Yeah, yeah.
And most of the groups used just piano. But Dad didn't think that was enough, I guess. And so what I'm so thankful for is that he made us learn the rudiments of music. And so we would know and understand what we were singing instead of just by ear. Mm. And I've done a lot of producing in the last 20 years. And I never ceased to be thankful for the fact that Dad taught us the rudiments of music and what makes up the chords, what chords to play, what chords the singers need to sing to match the piano or the band. And so it wasn't just a hit and miss situation with him. He wanted it sung like it was written. Mm.
When did this Stamps Baxter School of Music start, and was your dad a part of that?
It started in about 1926 is when the Stamps Baxter Company was formed. And they started having the singing schools then. Yeah. That lasted up till about the middle of the 50s, 55, 56, after the Korean War. Mm-hmm. They changed the nature of the school because there were GIs coming out with a GI Bill of Rights. And so the school sort of turned into a school with a bunch of servicemen, rather than open to the general public. And that continued for about 3 years, and then the attendance dropped off so low that they decided to close it down. And then in 1986, Bob Jones, who was president of the music division of the Zondervan Corporation, who in 1975 bought the Stamps Baxter Company, and they wanted to move all of the operation from Dallas to Nashville.
Is this the same Bob Jones with the Weatherfords?
No, not with the Weatherfords.
Okay.
He has a group in California called the Songfellas.
I've heard that name.
Yeah, Bob Jones Jr., actually. His dad is still living and singing some, but he's in his 90s. But Bob is connected with the Samick Musical Instrument Company. Mm-hmm. And let's see. So he hired me to work for Stamps Baxter and move the office from Dallas to Nashville. And when he did, because he grew up in the singing schools like I did, and he asked one of the writers, said, what made that work? And Joe Park said, I think it was those singing schools that they used to have. So Bob said to me, first thing I want you to do is to start those singing schools back. So I did. And a couple of years later, they had a cutback in the company, and I fell in that. So I was let go. So I retained the rights to use that name. Hmm. And I continued the singing schools on my own up until today.
Yeah, still going.
Yes, yes.
As a matter of fact, here's a recording from the class of 2006 Stamps Baxter School of Music, and they make a recording, I guess, every time they get together for these schools in the summertime. And this is one of the great classic convention songs. The style is amazing. I just love it. It's the song simply titled Hallelujah, Stamps Baxter School of Music Choir. You're hearing it on Daniel, Britt, and Friends with our guest today, the current leader of Stamps Baxter, Ben Spear.
Back in the days when you were selling songbooks, who was your clientele? What was the demographic of people who bought the songbook?
Farmers, singing convention people, and blue-collar people.
Mm-hmm. Did churches buy them?
Some churches did. It wasn't a big hit in churches at that point that I remember. Mm. Of course, I was still young. And in 1951, I started a publishing company and started publishing sheet music rather than songbooks. And my first publication was Peace in the Valley.
Really?
There Will Be Peace in the Valley.
Wow. Oh, that's something. That's something to be proud of there. In the, was it the 60s? It had to be the 60s, I guess, that you first heard the music and started using the music of Bill Gaither. Is that correct?
Yes.
I've Been to Calvary. Was that the first one?
Yes. I published first six songs he wrote.
Yeah.
Well, it was four songs, actually. I've Been to Calvary, The Joy of Serving the Lord, Let's Make a Joyful Noise Unto the Lord, and When I Think of Calvary. Then there were a couple that he arranged, and I also published those two.
So your history and your work with Bill goes back to the 60s. And now I know maybe you didn't work as close with him throughout all those decades as you are now, but how does it feel at this point in your life to be reacquainted in such a tight business relationship with Bill?
Well, it feels real good, because he understands us and we understand him. Musically, I'm talking about. And he has done so much to popularize the Southern gospel music. Mm-hmm. The phone started ringing at my office very short time after those videos started circulating. And the questions were, where did that music come from? We've never heard anything like that. Well, I'd lived with it all my life. So.
Yeah. And what a history lesson we're getting today from Ben Spear. Here's the Spear family now with that song that Ben mentioned about publishing Bill Gaither's first song, I've Been to Calvary. And you're listening to it on Daniel Britt and Friends.
I've never traveled far around the world. I've never seen the many thrills and sights unfurled. But I have taken the journey of journeys for me up Calvary's mountain, there my Savior to see.
I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary. Through the witness of His Word, each day at Calvary. What a thrill of love divine, just to know that this Savior is mine.
I walk the Calvary road where Jesus trod. I saw Him hanging there, the Son of God. With tear-stained eyes, I knelt and prayed, Jesus, hear my plea. Oh, praise the Lord, I'm glad I've been to Calvary.
I've been to Calvary. I can say I've seen the Lord. I've been to Calvary. Through the witness of His Word, each day at Calvary. What a thrill of love divine, just to think, just to feel, just to know.
This is Ben Spear, and you're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends.
His kindness, and we thank him for his love. We've been in heavenly places, felt blessings from above. We've been sharing all the good things his family can afford. So let's just turn our face toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just live toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Just the precious name of Jesus is worthy of our praise. Let us bow our knee before him and our hands to heaven raise. When he comes in clouds of glory, just lift our happy voices and we'll praise his dear name. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise.
Spear family on this edition of Daniel Britt and Friends. My guest today is Ben Spear, and we're going down a historical road with the Spear family and Ben's experience. And by the way, I'm holding in my hand an album from 1973, the Spear family, on Heartwarming Recordings. And Bob McKenzie was the producer of this album. And down in his liner notes on the back of this album, listen to this. He says, "There are three, not one, but three brand new, never before recorded songs by America's premier gospel songwriter, Bill Gaither." The three songs on this album that he's referring to: "I Came to Praise the Lord," Blessed Jesus, and the one we just heard there, Let's Just Praise the Lord, which has become a standard in praise and worship music these days. And this is the first time it was ever heard, the Spear Family on this record, I Never Shall Forget the Day. Let's go back to our conversation, which you can hear again online at danielbritt.com with Ben Spear, recorded in September of 2006 on Daniel Britt and Friends.
When did your mom and dad pass away?
Dad died in 1966, okay. And mother followed 13 months later in 1967. You know what? An odd thing. No relation or anything to the Goodmans or what, but it just, Daddy died and mother died 13 months later. Howard died and Vestal died 13 months later.
Wow. Do you believe what they say that if you're so in love with someone and they leave, that usually it's not far behind that the other?
That's true. In fact, my mother told my aunt, Aunt Pearl, you know, I mentioned the first quartet, Daddy's mm-hmm. sister, that was Pearl Claiborne. She told Aunt Pearl, you know, after she knew she had cancer and there was no hope, you know, it won't be too bad to be with Jesus and Tom again.
That's what it's all about when you really get down, and we talked about it, said it before, you can get upset and in a tizzy about what the industry's doing and the way the sound is going, but it's really, it's something bigger than shape notes or round notes or how long you hold the note.
Yeah.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must trod. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me, for I'm sheltered.
The dark clouds rise.
Spear, today's guest on Daniel Britt and Friends. As always, if you'd like to hear more of our interview with our guest today, you can go online to danielbritt.com and download the full and complete audio interview, MP3 format. You can get it as a podcast. You can sign up for the email newsletter there and get more behind-the-scenes information of Daniel Britt and Friends online. It's at danielbritt.com. Once again, talking about the Spear family, that legendary name in gospel music, here's our friend, Ben Spear.
Mary Tom, does she still play the mandolin?
No, she hated the mandolin. And she did not want to play that at all. And Daddy just made her do it. So
does she, you think she still knows how?
No, I know she doesn't.
She deliberately. Well, I was going to say, and maybe this is why he hasn't. I just can't believe Bill hasn't put you back on the ukulele and Rosanelle on the piano and Mary Tom on the mandolin and come up with a house band.
Well, Rosanelle has played piano on some of the videos, yeah. You know, so.
Well, after your mom and dad passed away in the late 60s, moving into the 70s, how did the music of the Spears change?
Well, it changed because of the addition of other instruments, the drums. Mm. My son played drums, and Brock had a son that played bass, and Brian, who is Allison Durham's Spears' husband,
yeah,
played guitar. So the addition of the instruments changed, and also the style of music didn't change all that much. But then we started. Once we went through the band thing, we started using tracks. So that was different. And I know a lot of people object to the tracks and
sure.
Thinks that it takes away. But it makes sense to me, always did, that you'd sound better if you could sound like your recordings.
Yeah, that's true. And you had Sue Dodge, Ann Downing, even up to Darryl Williams. You had the people who came through the Spear family. How did you find these people? And when you found them, were they as good as when they left?
Well, we were losing a soprano singer. Sue was with the Downings. They had found her.
Yeah.
And they came to a parting of the ways over something, I don't know. And so Sue came to us and said, I would love to sing with the Spears. Well, we were glad to get her because of that. She was a sensation.
Mm, yeah.
And still is a sensation. I've seen her light up an audience just before she even sings a note.
Sure.
That effervescent smile of hers,
yeah.
It just
yeah.
lights up the audience
yeah.
and can sing like a house of fire.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think the best group we had ever had was with Sue, Jeannie Johnson, Harold Lane, and of course Brock and myself.
I got a story about Jeannie Johnson and her husband Bob Johnson. My grandparents were also named, his name was Robert Johnson, Bob Johnson. And he lived in Greensboro, North Carolina, two houses down from Bob and Jeannie Johnson.
Yeah.
And they always got their mail crossed with each other. And so right before Bob and Jeannie would go, or Jeannie would go to travel with the Spears, they'd always have to get their mail straightened out, and then they'd take care of it. And you ever see Bob and Jeannie?
Yes, I do. Not real often, but... if we go over there within reach,
yeah.
they will come to see us. And I do some producing for a couple of stores over in Gatlinburg. They wanted 20-song CDs with a choir. And I usually will call Jeannie and have her come over and sing on that.
Oh, Jesus, you're so of things, our lives are our salvation, our friend. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, where could we go but to you?
Exciting charisma of the legendary Spear family, again from the album in 1973 that we've been featuring a lot of the songs from today. It's I Never Shall Forget the Day, and our guest today on Daniel Britton Friends is Ben Spear. But wait, there's more. Next week, we're going to spend part two with Ben Spear because this guy has so much history. He has had so much experience, and the stories he have, you're just going to love them. We didn't have time in today's program to get it all in, so we're gonna come back for another week next week and hear more classic sounds from the Spear family and more knowledge from Ben Spear himself, plus a surprise guest appearance on next week's program. You'll have to listen to find out who crashes our interview. As always, you can keep up to date with what's happening on Daniel Britt and Friends at the website, danielbritt.com. You can sign up for an email newsletter whereby you will receive updates in your inbox. You can also hear the interviews again on the website at danielbritt.com. One more time for today's program, let's talk to Ben Spear about some of the member makeups of the Spear family.
Tell me about Harold Lane. How did you hook up with him?
Harold Lane sang with a group in Huntington, West Virginia, called the Gospel Harmony Boys. And he'd written some pretty good songs. And I had a publishing company, and I was interested in that. But going back to Dad's desire to sing it like it was written, to know music and do it right, he recognized Harold's musical ability. And Harold is very well educated in music as an arranger, as a writer. And we felt like Dad was sick at the time, and Harold had not been with us but maybe 5 or 6 months when Daddy died. And Brock and I thought we could not continue with someone to try to be another Dad Spear. We had to do something different.
Yeah.
And Harold Lane got us over that hump, if you might want to call it.
Sure.
A lot of people expected us to just fold up and quit singing.
Mm.
And so Harold began to write special arrangements for us. Here again is another thing, another way that our music changed, as you asked a while ago, doing those outstanding arrangements, 5-part harmonies. We felt like that he contributed so much to the group and stayed with us 22 years.
That's incredible. What's Harold doing today?
Harold is not well. He's become pretty feeble.
Yeah. Where does he live now?
Nashville.
Still lives in Nashville.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
Sit around and complain, but I came to praise the Lord. Now you can sit and criticize all around, but I came to praise the Lord. Now you can walk around with your nose in the air, you can criticize the way that I wear my hair. Well, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. His life for me. I will thank Him for the love that He gave me. And 10,000 years or more, I'll praise His name. 10,000 years will just be so.
The Spear family wrapping up this edition of Daniel Britton Friends, but really, we're just getting started. This is part one. Ben will be back with us next week for part two, continuing more of his stories and more classic sounds from the classic Spear family. Make plans to join me next week.
You've been listening to Daniel Britton Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern Gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britton Friends.